Once upon a time on the internet, there was a parody of a popular game that featured Primus trivia. Long thought lost to history, nothing digital truly dies. It's time to play You Don't Know Cock.
It's Primus Tracks with Josh, Frankie, and Sawyer.
What a couple of dumb shits.
Ladies and gentlemen, since I'm feeling so particularly sexy this evening, I'm going to take you on a little journey.
Hello, primates! You found Primus Tracks. Congratulations! Find us on the world of the internet at Primus Tracks, Instagram, and Twitter. PrimusTracksPod@gmail.com is the email address. I am joined, as always, from Primus Tracks Towers in Mexico City by one Frankie Beristein.
Hi, Josh.
How you feeling today? Did you bone up on your Primus trivia?
I'm pretty nervous. I'm concerned I'm going to lose all my Primus cred.
Oh, my goodness.
The competition is stiff.
There are a lot of Primus know-it-alls out there. Mr. Know-it-alls, if you want to call them that. But we brought you some help today, Frankie, just in case a factoid slipped through that you didn't get, or your recall mechanism doesn't fire off on the first clue. We brought him back. Everybody's favorite. Definitely mine. Tim Sawyer's back.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. What's up, man? Here we are again.
This is the dynamic duo right here. There is no other duo out there in the world. I'm going to make this claim right now. No other duo out there in the world that could take you guys down in Primus trivia. It's not going to happen.
Okay, so with Tim on board, I feel a huge relief.
He's there.
So I'm guessing, Josh, if either Tim or I don't know the answer, that's a point for you, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'll be the dungeon master.
Okay.
I'll have you know I did not call Adam Gates this morning or yesterday.
Oh, good.
To pick his brain for some clues. So I wanted to come into this stone cold fresh, man. So
yeah. So in case you're not understanding what in the world we're talking about, we are going to play a little game called You Don't Know Cock today. We'll get into the which is fun to say. The details of that are forthcoming. But that's what we're focusing on today. In about 1998, 1999, Prawn Song Designs released to the world via the Primus website a little game called You Don't Know Cock. It was a free download. I had it. I played it endlessly, I remember. It was a lot of fun. But the good news is, with the internet, nothing digital ever really dies. So it's still out there if you know where to look or if you know the right people. So I'm lucky enough to have this application, and it still works on modern machines, and that's really, I don't know if that's to our benefit or detriment, but we'll see.
I need to point out that this might be the only item of Primus something that Frankie doesn't have that you have, Josh.
That's true. For the longest time, I had the Mrs. Blaylene single, and he didn't. But you don't have this, correct, Frankie? For all the listeners at home, there's no tricks happening. Frankie, you've never seen this game.
I've never seen this game.
All right.
I haven't either. I only have knowledge of it. I remember when Adam did it, and we were laughing about it. I don't even remember if he asked me for some ideas for questions. I can't remember. But I do remember when he did it, and he was we were all kind of laughing how stupid it sounded. But I never looked at it. I barely ever looked at that bowl board thing, so I don't know.
And Adam definitely did the heavy lifting on this. His voice is all over it. Beyond just making the questions and doing silly voices, he did all this work in mimicking the game design and the layouts of a computer game called You Don't Know Jack. So this is where You Don't Know Cock comes from. It's a parody of a well-known PC game from the 1990s, or I should say well-known in the 1990s. Turns out there's a whole franchise, and to me, and Frankie, you were around in the 90s, a blastocyst, I think. You were the tiniest little zygote you could have been. And then Sawyer is ageless, but I know he was kicking around in the 90s. So I'm going to throw a few titles at you guys, because to me, when I think of 90s PC or computer gaming, there's three titles that stick out, especially as far as setting trends or being iconic or just being groundbreakers that moved gaming forward. So the first one is Doom. I think we're all familiar with Doom. That's that first-person shooter. It was built off Wolfenstein 3D, but then endlessly copied throughout the 90s and to today. Doom was the one. I played the hell out of that game. The second one would be Myst, when I think of 90s PC gaming. So, you know Myst. Do you remember that one?
I know both of these titles. I know that the Prawn Song dudes would sit up there and play that stuff on five computers blasting at once with all their speakers on while I was downstairs setting up Primus gear or messing with the gear. So I never played either one of those games, but I know of them.
Okay. Myst was massively popular at the time. It was an adventure puzzle game, and I think it presaged open world gaming from the what little I played of it. Now, I was about 14 when it came out, and I tried it, and it was exceedingly frustrating because it wasn't Doom. It was more of a puzzle game where you had to find clues and understand the stories of these characters, and my brain just wasn't equipped for it at the time. I would love to go back and try it. But the third game I'm going to put out there is You Don't Know Jack. Short, of course, as everybody knows, for You Don't Know Jack Shit. It was marketed as a party game that mixed trivia and comedy. Even the label says it's an irreverent game. But I think it really helped bring PCs and Mac computers into the mainstream. And it really took off in the late 90s. Numerous titles and editions that won all kinds of awards for being funny, fun, and educational at the same time. This is what Adam modeled You Don't Know Cock after. It's a great, great parody, actually, as we go through it. And by the way, if you're listening to this, you can head over to our YouTube channel. Just search for Primus Tracks. I'll put the link on our socials, too. We'll put the video of the game up so you can see what it looked like and hear Adam Gates' ministrations all throughout. When you listen to what's going on the loading screens, and there's an impatient voice that comes up if you are taking your time on entering data, the ramp-up screen, the names of the categories and the point system, all of these things parody You Don't Know Jack very well. And of course, it's the Bob Cock persona coming through, so it's vulgar. Bonus. So
legit, I like to call that.
There it is. Well, we should play a round. So Frankie and Soya, you guys get to play co-op. It's a one round of 15 questions. You guys can tell me what categories to choose and so on and so forth, but so I will
we're gonna work together on these. Is that the deal? And we're gonna agree on the answer.
Please.
Yes, indeed, you're working together. That's how we do it at Primus Tracks Towers. We don't pit one another against each other. It's not nice.
Teamwork. I got it.
I should warn everybody, some of these questions may be dated as far as their quote-unquote correct answers, as these questions were written in 1998 and we know things have changed in 24 odd years since. So,
and it's Adam Gates in 1998.
Yes. Completely unfettered, untethered Adam Gates at his most Bob Cockness. I have no idea if this was previewed by anybody in the band, but
I seriously doubt it, but I'm sure he was reprimanded once someone in the band heard it, I would bet.
And if we're lucky, we'll get a question or two that illustrates why that's the case.
Okay, I'm excited.
All right, so while this loads, guys, just go ahead and listen to all the different vocal tracks that Adam has going on. It's the loading screen. It might be the best part of the game.
Everybody, this is the director.
Bob, get the name.
He sounds like Adam's right here with us.
How many players you want? One or two?
I'm just going to let this go because he gets angry.
Yo, when I'm fucking looking at Bob.
Pick a number.
Where in the hell is Primus anyway? I just come out of the bush. I'm looking for Brian.
Just pick a number. It's very simple. One or two.
I'm very, very nervous. I've never worked with a man of Bob.
I'm starting to get a little bit irate. Pick a fucking number. How many players do you want to play with? Do you want to play with you and your friend Bobby? You gotta pick two players. Hello, are you there? Are you awake? Shit for brains. You've picked two players. You can play with your good friend Bobby.
All right, I'm gonna restart it so we have one player, but I just love letting it sit there and have Adam Gates or Bob Cock yell at me like that.
Can't wait to call him and talk to him about this after we're done.
All right, one player.
Everybody, this is the director. We're going
Bob,
to have a very productive
get the name.
Day today.
How many players you want? One or two?
Camera number two.
One player. You are virtually a warrior, a lost in the wasteland, walking the roads to ruin.
I just come out of the bush. I'm looking for Brian.
Player number one, enter your name here.
Guess what happens if you don't enter your name?
Just write your name in.
He starts getting pissed.
Just write your name in. Kilgore Trout, Monkey Boy, Kleinfeld, any name will do. Don't be pressed. Player number one, your buzz key is B, which stands for bovine, ballsack, or bohicular. Playing the game is easy. Just hit the buzz key and pick the number that corresponds to the answer that you think is right.
You get to listen to all this every time.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're on the air. Mr. Hanky Playset comes with everything seen here. Yeah. Hey there, I'm Bob Seacock, and welcome to You Don't Know Cock, the ultimate in Primus trivia. If you get a lot of these questions right, that probably means you're spending too much time listening to this completely sucky band. All right, let's go!
Sawyer, pick a category.
Pick a category!
We'll start with Bob on this, why not?
All right, notice that category is misspelled.
Hello! You've chosen the section Bob on This. And this category is worth 500 clams. In what ear is less hard of hearing? Right, left, none.
What is it? I don't know.
Right. Number one.
Is it right?
Any day now. Les actually messed up his ear while snorkeling off the Florida Keys. It was his right ear.
Awesome.
Thanks, Frankie.
Bob on This.
Pick Bob a category.
Back to Bob on This.
Question number two.
You've chosen the section Bob on This. And this category is worth 500 clams. What is CMJ Metal? A college radio trade mag, Australian metal band, Irish metal radio station.
Sawyer says, college radio trade mag. Let's try it.
Because all you swarmy college fucks should know, CMJ is actually a college radio trade mag.
Thank you very much. Welcome, San Francisco.
Sawyer, pick a category.
Pick a number.
What does the smell of rotting bananas remind me of Grandma? Why, Dad?
I'm glad that's going to get you
say that.
Hey,
it's time for question number three. You've chosen, why does the smell of rotting bananas remind me of Grandma? These questions are worth 1,000 corn dogs. Lure is sponsored by what brand of guitars? Peavey, Fender, Paul Reed Smith.
Remember, it's 1998.
Number three.
Number three.
The makers of some of the finest guitars in the world are Paul Reed Smith. What Paul Reed Smith people don't know is Lure's been lighting their guitars on fire for many years now. Okay.
True.
All right, Frankie, pick a category.
Okay, it's time to pick a category.
Bob on This again. We're big Bob fans here.
Question number four.
You've chosen the section Bob on This. And this category is worth 500 clams. What was the original name of Primus? Primo.
Primate.
Prego. Primate.
Number three.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Strange as it may seem, back in the day, there was actually another Bay Area band called Primate. Now, where are they? Probably spackling fence posts in Peru.
All right.
Okay, it's time to pick a category.
Debris from the bay.
Here we go. Debris from the bay.
Question five.
You've selected the category Debris from the Bay. And this section is worth 400 clam bake sales. What beach were Lure and Les fishing on in the song Fish On? Ocean Beach, Mirror Beach, Stenson Beach.
about your lyrics.
Vincent, right?
Frankie, what is it?
Or unless we're actively involved in the most boring sport known to mankind. Fishing at Muir Beach in California.
Give me a chance, Josh. Think about it.
Oh, the game doesn't wait. Bob doesn't wait.
Pick a number.
All right. This.
Bob on this again. Wow, Frankie's bobbing on everything.
Woohoo! It's time for question number 6.
You've chosen the section Bob on This. And this category is worth 500 clams. What band is not on the Prawn Song record label? Laundry, Porch, Beanpole.
So it says Beanpole.
Beanpole was not released by at that time.
The answer is Beanpole, because every other record label in the world is in a deep, heated bidding war for the band, and Prawn Song didn't have enough cash and never will. All right.
Next round.
Number one.
Pick a category.
Rotting bananas.
I do say it's time for question number 7. Cheerio.
You've chosen, why does the smell of rotting bananas remind me of Grandma? These questions are worth 1,000 corn dogs. What is Bocephus? Les's boat, the street Carrington Hall was on, Hank Williams Jr.
Soya's holding up 3 crooked fingers.
This answer's cool because it has absolutely nothing to do with Primus. Hank Williams Jr. is the man, and that's the right answer. Okay.
Pick a category.
Pick a category.
Debris from the bay.
Time for question number 8.
You've selected the category Debris from the Bay. And this section is worth 400 clam bake sales. What is Primus's sound man's nickname? Ooh. Mr. Bumbles, Mr. Perky Time, Shambling Bear.
Soya knows.
Shambling Bear.
Yep. Derek the Shambling Bear Featherspoon.
Derek Featherspoon, also known as the Shambling Bear, likes to quietly rub himself as Primus perform on stage.
Number one.
A number.
Number nine.
You've picked a category. We've been playing with ourselves for years. This category is worth 100 clams. What huge metal band? Open for Primus in Europe. Metallica, Korn, Rage Against the Machine.
It is indeed.
Although I'd like to say the correct answer is Rage Against the Machine, so I can say the name Zach De La Roca, that's not the right answer. The real one is Korn.
So it was there.
Pick a category.
Frankie says Grandma.
Debris.
Whatever.
Oh, did you say
for
debris?
For God's sake, not another question. Question 10.
I screwed up.
You've chosen, why does the smell of rotting bananas remind me of Grandma?
The game's null and void.
These questions
up.
Are worth 1,000 corn dogs. What type of drums did both Brain and John Bonham play? Pearl, Ludwig, Vista Lights, or DWs?
Ludwig.
There's no way Soya knows this.
Ludwig, Vista Lights.
Spelled it wrong, too.
Pick a category.
It's not like you put those together for him or anything. Soya, what category?
What the hell are you waiting for? A tap dance and Jesus?
Any of them.
Bob chose
for time for question number 11.
You've picked a category. We've been playing with ourselves for years. This category is worth 100 clams. Where has Primus never played live? New Zealand, Brazil, or Alaska?
Brazil.
I'd say Brazil.
Sad but true, Primus have never actually played in the country of Brazil. Although they do enjoy salsa, they might come down there if the cash is big enough.
I still don't think they've played there.
Pick a category.
That's cool. There's no war down there.
Frankie, give me a number.
Debris.
Okay.
I did the
Everybody
right one.
Everybody loved question number 12 because it reminded them of when they were so happy.
You've selected the category Debris from the Bay. And this section is worth 400 clam bake sales. What two members of Primus played on Tom Waits' The Bone Machine? Lesson Brain, Lesson Lure, Brain and Lure.
One.
So he says one.
Buck Claypool and Brian Brain Mantia played on the Tom Waits album The Bone Machine. Check out the track The Earth Died Screaming to get a real good rush.
One.
Pick a number.
One.
Question number 13.
Doesn't matter what
I curse you, 13.
No,
you killed my father.
You've picked a category. We've been playing with ourselves for years. This category is worth 100 clams. What won't you ever see Lur do on stage? Move, sing a whole song, all of the above.
Sing a whole song.
I'm going to say three. No,
two. Two? Sing a whole song.
You missed that last question. You know, it's a damn shame. You probably don't know much about Primus, but that's okay. Let's move on. Perhaps the next question, you'll do a lot better.
Okay.
Three?
I'm gonna
of
guess
course, you know it's all of the above. Yeah. Actually, in this game, whenever you see the words all of the above, you pretty much know that's the right answer anyway. All right, let's rock and do some blow.
Debris.
Pick a category.
Frankie's all about that debris now.
Hey there, it's time for question number 14. I'm Bobby.
You've selected the category Debris from the Bay. And this section is worth 400 clam bake sales. What song did Bob Cock, myself, perform with Primus at the 97-98 New Year's show? Excuse me. I Am Woman, Rock and Roll, Devil Man.
I remember seeing footage of this one.
Yep, it was Devil Man. I had to actually buy the CD and learn the lyrics. And let me tell you, they made a hell of a lot of sense. All right.
Bob.
Okay, it's time to pick a cat. Question 15, the last fucking question. You've chosen the section Bob on This. And this category is worth 500 clams. Why haven't Primus been on MTV Unplugged? Because MTV hates Primus. Because Brain once squeezed the ass of Kurt Loder. Because MTV is controlled by the cast of The Real World, first season.
I'm going to say one, but that needs an all of the above, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to one, two.
Oh, you're about as dumb as a three-legged dog.
Oh.
MTV is actually controlled by the cast of The Real World from the first season. Although, I think it was the second season that had that guy Puck, who should be sodomized by an army of Cossacks. Look at that score. Les Claypool probably wants to meet you. Figuring you probably know more about Primus than he does. Hey there, Bob Seacock signing off, and remember, me so horny. All right, until next time.
There you go. Here's your credits. I'm seeing a lot of anagrams here. There's some actual people that work out. There's Flapjacks. Jerry is Mr. Cox driver, of course. Julie Tolentino. There it is, fired by Red Bull. There you go. That is You Don't Know Cock.
Doesn't matter what you select, it just runs through the gamut of the questions in order, right?
You pick the category and it draws from the question bank, yeah.
I mean, it's not like there's other questions because we didn't choose a different bank, right?
I don't know how large the question banks are, but I know there are other questions in there. So you can play multiple times and possibly not get a repeat.
Funny.
A lot of great commentary from old Bob there. But it did say director And it was an anagram of Les Claypool, so I assume he was privy to some of these jokes or pieces of material, but maybe not.
You know, he's the executive director of anything that goes on with that's tied to Primus. So
that's true. If the name's on it, he's the executive producer.
He'll review anything and everything like that for sure, yeah. Just to be sure that something's not being said he doesn't want people to know or hear.
I will tell you, we didn't get to hear it, but there is one question about lyrics, and Bob's banter at the end, when you get it correct, is something like, yeah, that song is from the Brown album. You know, the one that none of you bought. Pretty cool.
Ruthless. Yep. Ruthless Bob Cock right there.
That was Adam Gates as Bob Cock, just having a grand old time on the internet. Thanks, Adam.
What a dude. That's amazing.
How did you enjoy that little trip down memory lane there, Soya?
That was great, man. You know, I got the one wrong about Les's ear. I could have sworn I remember Derek always put the extra wedge on the left side where Les was standing. But Les has flip-flopped stage left, stage right quite a few times until he settled in on stage left as kind of the permanent one for a while now. But when I came back into the fold in 93, he was stage right, actually. And I think all through Punch Bowl, he was stage right as well, actually, because I used to go to stage left to do the beer party during Mud with Lur for sure. Absolutely positive.
No, that's right. I remember that when I saw him in 95, that first Primus show, Les was stage right.
Yep. And Brown Album, I remember all the way up to the very last leg I did of that in Europe, I was Lur's tech and Brain's tech. And I remember sitting behind Lur's amp and I would catch the beer bottle after the slide on Tommy the Cat. You know, he did a big drink, the whole beer bottle, slide it up, and then throw the bottle up in the air, and I would catch it, you know, over the amps.
Yeah.
So that was on his side for sure. And I think when he started doing the solo stuff is when he kind of like said, I need to change my whole focus and center here on stage, and started swapping back and forth again.
Okay. I can't recall once they regrouped with Tim.
I remember doing a few Primus fill-in things here and there. Particularly, there was one we did outside of Chicago where I came in and just did Lur, and I was stage left. I remember very distinctly being stage left.
Oh, okay.
And that would have been around early 2000s, maybe.
Yeah.
Chad Taskey was there. I remember that. And it was the white drum set.
Oh, yeah. That would have been Fromage, for sure. Or Hallucinogenics.
It was kind of just a one-off festival. It wasn't part of it. It wasn't a tour going on.
Oh, okay. I remember that big white kit, though, on that tour. It's Frankie's favorite kit. That was the one. Did you say, Soya, that was the one that was in a barn for a while? Maybe Herb said that.
No, Herb had it somewhere. We brought it back for the Wonka show. But to build, that was when he first came back. And to build it, we had to get his buddy Goob brought the hardware that Goob had in his barn down somewhere in South Bay. And when he showed up, he only had about like 8 of the 50 pieces we needed to build that kit, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Referencing the Wonka kit, I just saw a diagram of that thing, and we're going to be referencing that heavily when we talk about that record. My goodness. All I could think was poor Soya.
Man, I just was listening back to the Skerrick episode we just did, and we were talking, me and Skerrick were talking about it, because he did the New Year's one when it was all just a bunch of stuff that I could find around at my house and Les's barn and Les's stuff, studio, and because Tim didn't have anything. He didn't have Jack. You know? But man, that thing morphed. Yeah, but we used the white kit because it was the only drum set Tim really had that was not his blue one that was in his studio at home. We didn't bring down for that.
Right.
I don't remember where the white kit was, but we found it. We had it.
Nice.
It's still around. We still have it. We'll
definitely get to that record very soon. I just want to go back because you mentioned you heard these guys, and I know you've talked about it before when we discussed the making of Punch Bowl and the enhanced content. But it just sounds like they were having a grand old time up there at Prawn Song Designs, making these websites, playing games, and Primus. And you mentioned this off air, though. These guys were on the cutting edge as far as internet technology goes and web design, having designed sites for Interscope, Stray Records, the Primus site, of course. And they were, from about 95 to 99, 2000, maybe a couple years after that, they were ahead of the curve.
Yeah, like I was telling you earlier, you know, and it's good for people to hear this, that they were so voracious, they were just so hungry to keep ahead and keep getting it better and better and better. They were kind of too far ahead for what people could afford to even view, you know, like right. I had my Apple 190 CS, which was like really early, like 4 megabytes memory. And that was the cheapy one. Lesson Lure had the, you know, the 400 or whatever, you know, it was like leaps and bounds ahead of mine. And like, I couldn't even open that website within the first 6 months, you know, because they were just creating stuff in codes that were not really readily downloadable on these old computers, you know, and they were not old at the time. You know, they just, that shit got so old so quick, you know, right. You had to keep buying it to keep up with it until they finally got it to where everything could do anything like it is now. You know, it's not that, not very often you come across a website that just is a screen of lines, you know?
Right. Yeah. It was one of those things where you had to download all those separate components to get some of those things to work because they were using Java, they were using Flash. Right. And you had to, in those days, you had to individually manually do that, you know, whereas...
Yep. And even when you would download Java, like within a week, you had the old version and the new stuff wouldn't work again. You'd have to keep trying to do this. And if you didn't get a new laptop or a new computer, the download times would get like 2 days longer every time you had to try to update something to try to open a page on the Primus website. You know, I mean, it was that crazy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So true. And cool. I remember one of the other things I would try to do to troubleshoot, Frankie, you have never had this problem and I'm so glad you never had to, but I just remember also switching between browsers thinking, okay, it didn't work on Internet Explorer. Naturally, so I'm going to try Netscape, and I'd try the Netscape Navigator, and it would work better on Netscape for a while, and then I'd kind of look for other ones. I remember using Mosaic, for crying out loud, to see if it would work better. All these old ones. It was wild, because they were on the cutting edge for the longest time.
You know, I can remember a couple times going upstairs and going to Adam and Ruben and those cats all sitting around there just creating this stuff as fast as they could, and just... I kind of said it to him, you know, I was like, man, you guys, you understand, not very many people have these advanced computers that you're creating this shit with, you know? And Adam would just look at me and go, that's right, monkey boy, that's right. You know, and he'd say stupid shit like that. Like, yeah, we're fucking on top of the world and everybody else isn't. You know, this kind of that attitude of like, dude, we've got it figured out. That's what they were like thriving on, was that they were ahead, you know? And
all these
little Primus kids couldn't even open the page that they knew there was shit on there that they just were dying to see. And it was really nothing. Some stupid CD-ROM image of Punch Bowl or something, you know, they couldn't open. I mean, then it was cool. But of course, you know, that's 30 years ago or 25 years ago.
Right. You know, and I think the timing was just right in the sense that it was concurrent with the band going on hiatus. And so there was minimal upkeep to the website. And then, as we know, web technology just exploded at the turn of the century and kind of left the band behind to a degree. And at this point, I know Larry was pretty heavily involved in Prawn Song Designs and the web design. But at this point, all three of those guys in the band are self-professed Luddites. And there, you know, there's some embracement of social media now, but it's definitely fallen off. And that's not a criticism. That's just an observation. So I know those of us of a certain age, Frankie is still a kid, but those of us a little bit older, you know, remember that not even interaction, but just all that content that they threw up there in the 90s. And it, once again, ahead of its time. So it's really cool to bring something like this back, this artifact.
It was also interesting to be able to like go be at Prawn Song on one of their killer power computing towers that they were creating this with. And you could sit there and, you know, cause they'd say, dude, Sway, come check this out, man. Look at what we got going coming up tomorrow. We're rendering it right now, whatever that. And I get to sit there and look at the pages and, you know, it was like, you know, hit something and a pull down screen comes up and all this stuff. Like it was just like on the flying as you were moving the cursor around kind of stuff. And
yeah.
You know, and I'd be like, man, this is so awesome, but no one's going to get to see it, dude. It's going to take them, you know, And of course, that snowball of like technology, everybody immediately had to keep up, you know, so it wasn't that long before everybody could figure it all out. But it's still, I remember going home some nights and telling my wife about it, and we'd open up one of our laptops and I'd try to show her, and it was not happening. You know, you could get the modem to zang.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you're online, and it's like, okay, here, watch, go to Primus Sucks or Primusville, whatever it was called back then. Let's play. Well, I can't remember. And nothing would happen. You know, the screen would just be like a line at the top, like it's going to do something, and nothing would ever happen. You'd sit like, oh, let's just go get dinner and we'll come back, you know?
Right.
Come back and it's like down about a quarter of an inch of black and there's nothing happened. So, fuck this. You don't have a good enough computer.
Yeah, it was so content heavy that if you didn't have at least a 56K modem at the time, you were screwed. I remember that.
I mean, it was a combination of the modem got you the feed, but then if you just had some old shitty computer that was like a month old, you couldn't open it.
You got the box with the red X in it, and you couldn't see the cool animation or the link or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Well, sometime we'll have to do is browse the old Primus Sucks website from 97, 98 or so. There's a lot of great artifacts on there.
I bet it's extremely boring, though, for this day and age, of course. But
As far as the layout and technology, absolutely, but for 97, 98, mind-blowing and really cool organization. So
that CD-ROM, I remember everybody's mind was blown, and I remember sitting there watching, going through it with those guys, going, man, this is like so boring, you know? Dude, it's cutting edge, man. Nobody's doing this, dude. Nobody's put this out. We're like only the one of three people that's putting out the CD-ROM. And I was like, all right. It still doesn't mean that it's like you're watching a movie, you know? It's like just some images that move.
Yep.
You know?
There were definitely limitations at that point in time. And I mean,
don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing it and saying that they were doing something stupid. It's just you could tell that it was still the process of getting there, you know?
Right.
Even though it's still groundbreaking at the time, you know?
Absolutely. Imagine what you could do now. You know, you can have a whole immersive experience in Primus land if you want.
On your phone.
Right, yeah. You just plug in your little VR goggles to your phone, and then you're in Lureland, and your brain is never the same.
It's trippy, man. So trippy.
I'm going to put the challenge out there. Anybody that wants to play against Frankie or Soya, and you don't know cock... Once you're the king, as you guys are, everybody's going to come at you, of course, right?
Man. Well,
that's what Omar Little told me. They're going to come, so be prepared. We'll take them down one by one, and if you come at the king, you best not miss.
We'll have to do some new questions.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Have to be,
well,
have
as
to
you
be
noticed, I couldn't pause it. There's no pause button. Bob has no patience. He picks the category for you. He moves on to the next question. So you have to be on your toes. You only get a little bit of think time in between. For those of you that take time to process, this may not be the game for you.
Awesome.
But well, thanks for playing, Soya. Thanks for playing, Frankie.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah. Thanks for setting this up.
Absolutely. I'll say this now. Don't ask me for a copy of this because I don't want Adam to be upset with me.
He's gonna laugh that we did this. I know that for sure.
Excellent. Yes, I can't wait to hear what he has to say about it after the fact.
I'll let you know. Well, we'll be getting involved again. We got the Wonka coming up. I'm sure I'll help you guys do some of that.
Oh, absolutely. Wonka's coming up next. So, primates, strap in for Wonka. Get your costumes on. Get your sticks. Get your candy. Get your Oompa Loompa outfit. Soya, what happened to yours?
The Oompa Loompa outfits are in storage. It's in storage, wherever storage is now. I can't remember where it is now.
Maybe you'll put it on for old time's sake sometime. You know, Primus missed a golden opportunity, golden ticket opportunity, I suppose. They could have done some kind of contest in which the winners got to wear those costumes and do the dance on stage. Just saying, I would have been a great director of marketing for that band back in the day.
Well... There's still opportunities, Josh. I mean, they're still playing.
That's true.
Stuff.
Throwing my hat in the ring. We'll see what, you know. All right.
You did have them all on here one time. You guys must be personal friends by now, right?
Oh, yeah. I text with Lur and Les and Herb all the time. We have a group text. It's phenomenal.
Right, with the special ring, dings, the special dings, so you know it's them when you're in the middle of class and... Sorry, guys. Got to take this.
That's right. All right, primates. Thanks for playing with us. Later days.
Willie Mays.
Oh, yeah. Underwear? Hot damn. Smells like underwear. Tastes like underwear. It is underwear. Less. Oh, yeah. Take the bar.